Welcome to the Women's Roundtable podcast, a co-production of the Frankly Feminist magazine Lilith and the Forward's women's issues blog, The Sisterhood. I'm Gabrielle Berkner, Director of Digital Media for The Forward and the editor of The Sisterhood blog. I'm delighted to be here today with Lilith editor Susan Weidman Schneider and Lilith associate editor Sonia Izard. Forward editor Jane Eisner, who's usually here for these conversations, is off today, so Deborah Nussbaum-Cohen, a Sisterhood contributing writer, is joining us for the first time, and we welcome her. Today we're going to be discussing the politics of the shadel, or the wigs that many married Orthodox women wear, and more generally about what fashion has to say about piety. But as we're recording this in the run-up to Passover, we're going to begin by discussing the rise of feminist rituals that have been incorporated into the holiday. I'd venture to guess that there's a whole generation of young women growing up never knowing their Seder plates without an orange on them or their Passover tables without Miriam's cup filled with water. Susan, can you explain these two items and how, for so many people, they've become as symbolic of Passover as, say, the Haroset and Elijah's cup?
Well, I knew that the orange on the Seder plate had reached some important landmark when my beloved late mother-in-law said about 10 or 12 years ago, after we'd set the table, "Wait, where's the orange?" I think the orange on the Seder plate in particular has been a kind of lightning rod for a lot of different ideas. It is said that a woman in Florida asked her rabbi many years ago, "Why are there no women on the bima of your shul?" And he said, woman belongs on the bima like an orange belongs on a Seder plate. So subsequently, oranges went on the Seder plate. There are many variants of that, and the orange on the Seder plate has ended up being a kind of not as transgressive as we might like, but nonetheless marginally transgressive or somewhat transgressive symbol of inclusivity in general. You know, Pesach is an inclusive holiday. Let all who are hungry come and eat. You're supposed to open your doors for many people, Elijah included. And the orange suggests that everybody has a role in the story. Everybody must participate. Now it's extended to include to make sure that gays, lesbian, transgender, bisexual people are part of what the orange means, not just women in ritual roles.
And the Miriam's cup?
Well, Miriam's cup is an interesting development. The orange, I think, took off because everybody was hot to see it.
Right.
You know, it was very much adapted both early and by multitudes. The Miriam's cup happened, as we understand it at Lilith, in a rather different fashion. One day, we received a photograph from an artist, last name Graham Maik, M-A-Y-K, who photographed a gorgeous Kiddush cup she had made, and she dedicated it to Miriam. Susan Schnur, Rabbi Susan Schnur, who's Lilith's senior editor, subsequently wrote a beautiful Miriam's cup blessing, a kind of parallel to welcoming Elijah to the table. Miriam as the prophetess, Miriam as the person who sustained the children of Israel because she was the one who could recognize the wells. She managed to find water in the desert, hence the Miriam's cup is filled with water while the Elijah cup is filled with wine. And this potter subsequently made Kiddush cups for Pesach with parts of Susan Schnur's blessing at the base of it, and this became the first Miriam's cup. Subsequently, there have been Miriam's cup competitions, exhibitions, many uses for it, but we still put on the Lilith website every year at Pesach Susan Schnur's marvelous blessings in the form of a card that you can just print out and put on your Pesach table.
One thing I love about the Miriam's cup is that, and this is when a Seder that we've been going to for a dozen years of a friend, she was asking me to get up and talk about it. Elijah's cup, you know, Elijah is a harbinger of the Messiah, is about faith in the future, but Miriam's cup is about God's imminence in our lives